from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
All of that over is Howland Park. When we get to that Vadoc, I would make a right and go across the railroad track and be in Howland Park, okay? Right on the other side of these tracks right here and these buildings right here was home.
This is Track Changes, a podcast from the Louisville Story Program and Louisville Public Media, where we meet the people who've lived their lives next to Churchill Downs and visit the places they call home. Our tour guide is Sam Alexander, lifelong resident of the neighborhoods near the track, exercise rider and jockey.
I don't think you can outride me.
I'm Joe Manning. Today we're with Wanda Mitchell Smith. Wanda grew up in Highland Park, a neighborhood that used to run along the railroad tracks between Churchill Downs and the airport.
We went to Highland Park. Highland Park Baptist Church.
Highland Park was built around 1889 as a manufacturing suburb, basically a factory town for folks who worked at the L&N rail yards nearby.
My great-great-grandfather, they called him Papa, and he had land over by where the airport was, and they would farm all of that property. Even to where the airport is, it was sharecropping. But then eventually they owned the property. They tilled the land, as they say. You know, they had their gardens. And from that was the creation of the community of Highland Park.
Highland Park would also become the home to generations of folks who worked at Churchill Downs.
Derby time was employment for a lot of people in Highland Park.
And that included Wanda's family.
You had a lot of the women, my grandmother, my great aunt, you know, they would work on the track. My mother, you know, would take off from her job because she would make more in tips working in the restrooms for those 2 days to be able to carry tremendously. And so they would work in the restrooms, making sure that the ladies' rooms and everything were spick and span. And where my grandmother's restroom was, you could go out her door and you would see the winner's circle.
Phyllis Knight was the first woman to cover the Kentucky Derby. She covered it for WHAS 11 with Jim Walton. And she was known for changing hats between every take.
When Phyllis Knight would need rest or whatever, she would come in and rest in my grandmother's restroom, change her hats, and go back out. And so my grandmother would keep all of her hats, you know, and everything for her in her restroom there.
When they were kids, if they were good, Wanda and her siblings got to go spend time with her grandma while she worked at the track.
Oh, we would be there with her all day. She would let us, we were allowed to go out in our bathroom, you know, and look at the races. But we had to earn to be able to go.
To go what, to the dirt?
To the racetrack with Graham. We had to have good grades, and Graham would lay it out, you know, if you do this, 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 and this, then I'll ask your mother and see if it's okay for you to come to the track with me on Saturday. So during the whole week, you was making sure that, you know, that you did all of your homework, that you were in, you know, doing what you needed to do.
And they had to look their best.
We were always very well dressed. Our hair was immaculate, and it had to be. You know, mind your manners. Make sure you say thank you, please, yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking that this manners stuff is about respect on age. But when I heard my grandmother said, yes, ma'am, and she was saying yes, ma'am, to a Caucasian lady that was in her restroom that was much younger than her. And I thought, but you're a ma'am. Because for me, it was about age. For her, it was race. I can remember that.
Highland Park was a tight-knit neighborhood.
We were intertwined. For instance, when it came time for church picnic, you know, our Sunday school picnic is what we would call it. Mm-hmm. Lampkin's Chapel in Highland Park always hooked up so that we'd be able to have our picnic. And so the community was, you know, dead on those days because we always went to, everybody went together.
You come over and they see you, how you doing? You say, how you doing? And then another, hey, what's going on? And then one of them will know you. Hey, Joe, that's all it takes. Everybody in Highland Park know Joe.
Sam Alexander grew up here, too. It was a working-class neighborhood, mostly Irish and black rail yard workers and their families. Neighborly, Sam says, but segregated.
It was all black here in down Highland Park, southern Highland Park. Upper Highland Park was for the whites. It was more upgraded. It was kept more cleaner. Silver's Department Store, Eddie Roller's Cleaners, the bakeries, the big churches.
Just southeast of Highland Park was an airport called Standiford Field, now known as Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. Now, if this were a different kind of show, this is where the ominous music would come in. Because in the late 1980s, the city announced that the airport would expand.
They bought all the houses, churches, businesses, and everything, and tore them down.
When that defining moment came in, It was very shocking. It was very devastating because we had lived with the noise. We had lived with the air pollution. We had lived with all of that, and we were fine. Our church had bought properties so that we were looking to build and expand onto our church.
The city bought everything. Everyone had to move. They didn't have a choice. Both Sam and Wanda talked about how hard it was for the older neighbors.
It really took a toll on their lives because in that period of time, we lost approximately 12 members, older members of our church.
A lot of elderly people just didn't want to live anymore because they weren't used to going to east of Louisville, or further south of Louisville, or north of Louisville, because Highland Park was its own community in itself.
Now all of a sudden, I'm having to move, I'm having to relocate. I'm in my twilight years. This is my home. I've been here. When you suddenly interrupt and halt someone's life to that degree, you know, you throw in the towel.
Sam Alexander and I are visiting the area that used to be Highland Park. Sam hadn't been back in 20 years. And the frustrating thing for him is, a lot of it is still sitting empty.
Why did they buy the houses? Why did they do this when they ain't got no buildings over there, don't no airplanes land over there, don't no trucks go down there? We don't know where everyone went. I mean, they just went to Louisville, and just, when the airport bought it, they scattered like bees from a hive.
The expansion of Standiford Field made way for the future creation of an international UPS shipping hub. UPS's entire cargo airline is based here. It was a sort of incalculable expansion of influence that changed the course of Louisville's fortune and how the city perceives itself. But for Sam and Wanda and their neighbors in Highland Park, it was the end. The end of the community that had raised them and had shown them what community meant.
An actual neighborhood
was taken away.
Was just taken away.
Was just taken away. It was just gone.
Wanda's memories of Highland Park are memories about family, and especially her grandmother.
Her name was Winifred Lucille Ford. Everybody knew her as Graham. Our pastor called her Graham. She was my heart. I was everywhere with Graham. They used to call me her shadow. She was just a wonderful woman. And a woman of faith.
Wanda Mitchell Smith herself grew up to become a public servant. She's been a legislative aide in D.C. and met with U.S. presidents. Now she works in the Louisville mayor's office as a liaison to Metro Council. And she says her drive to serve her community all came from Highland Park.
The entire sense of community was developed from Highland Park. It was the elders that you revered and you respected, and they instilled in you what you could be. And that sticks with you. And when I look back over my life and I can still hear those voices, inside of my heart. It's like a carry-on for them, you know, that it just doesn't stop, you know. And I, one of my prayers is that as they look down on me, I've done them proud.
Wanda says it's important to her to make sure government decisions are made with people in mind, to keep what happened to her neighbors in Highland Park from happening anywhere else.
Yes, city needs to grow, yes. City needs to prosper, but we need to do it in such a way that we are not omitting people that have had an established life in these communities and how they really feel about that. Don't just make the assumption. Talk to people who actually live there. That is their home. It's not a house. It's their home. And the difference between a house and a home is the house is the building, but the home is the love that you put inside of it.
I'm Joe Manning, and this is Track Changes.
Track Changes is a collaboration between the Louisville Story Program and Louisville Public Media, produced by Joe Manning and Laura Ellis. Our tour guide is Sam Alexander. Our theme song is by Giant Dunes, featuring J.D. Green. For more information, visit louisvillepublicmedia.org/trackchanges. If you love the stories on this podcast, check out the Louisville Story Program book, Better Lucky Than Good, Tall Tales and Straight Talk from the Backside of the Track. You can find that at LouisvilleStoryProgram.org. Our intern on this podcast is me, Alex Cooper. Thanks for listening.
Shame.